Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Kevin Walker. In for Lucius, who's joining us on location today. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Come by for some fellowshipping and something delicious to eat and drink. Okay, what is the story in Philadelphia after one of their worst losses of the Sirianni era? Let's talk about that. Tomorrow, I'm going to be fairly early. Mansfield Hurtado 10 to 10:30, Fort Worth Hurtado 11:30 to noon tomorrow. That'll be your next chance to pick up a G-Bag Nation flag. And of course, the big party, the big pool party, Highland Hotel. You're going to be there,
ooh,
Lucius, aren't you?
Yes, I cannot wait for that, bro. Yes.
That's 2 to 6.
Yeah, pulling that cigar out. Appreciate you, brother. Yeah, we'll pull that cigar out. What time are you pulling up, Rodas?
I think I'm going to be there. It's 2 to 6. I think I'm going to be there right before kickoff.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to do. So I'll be hanging out with you. I think I'm going to get some more sticks, too.
As you should.
Sticks and bring them
over.
As
you should. Thank you, sir.
You know what's crazy? My daughter is trying to talk me into taking her to the fair tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And I'm trying to explain to her there's no way.
There's no way.
We're going to struggle to find parking.
Yes,
It's going to be a C. I'm going to be watching the clock. I'm going to be checking the phone saying we are going to get out of here before the end of this fourth quarter. But there's just no way that she could talk me into it. I've decided that sounds like a personal nightmare. About 300,000 people.
100%. Bad news. Don't do that.
I got caught
unless
there
you need
one
to be
year.
Out there. Unless you want to be out there, don't do that.
I did it one year accidentally.
Yeah.
I don't know how I was sleepwalking through my morning. I talked to going to the fair, and then all of a sudden I'm there, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, what's going on? Just trying to cross the road at the end of that. It's traumatizing.
Did the fact that you had trouble parking, was that a dead giveaway?
It should have been. I don't know what happened that day.
Did you park on fairgrounds or did you go across the street with that brother sitting outside in that shade tree? Hey, $15 over here, my guy.
Yeah. I think I was way, way down there where you got to jump on that like long golf train they got.
That's not a
bad deal. They have good customer service there for the parking.
No, it's a great place to be. I love the spot, but Saturday night is not the time.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon is not the time.
No.
Sunday after the Cowboys game, though.
Okay. That's the time?
That's a nice little spot.
I was thinking about pulling her out of school, maybe.
Okay.
You know, taking a day off.
During the week.
Yeah.
Pulling a Wolchuk and Chiafalo, just being like, my life would rather be at the fair today instead of work.
Lucius, do you have a spot, and you don't have to name it if you do, but do you have a spot that's like a hidden spot that nobody knows about?
Parking spots?
For that when you go to the fair?
I mean,
I don't want you to.
I got a buddy that stays exactly across the street from the state fair.
Okay.
Ooh.
Near a bar.
Okay.
Ooh. And I always honk at him. He lets me pull up in his little driveway, and I have to walk across the street. It's like a block.
Yeah.
But I'm there.
I figured you had a spot.
Right by the media entrance, too.
Yeah. That's what
money.
I figured. Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
All righty. One of the stories this morning out of Philly is Lane Johnson giving his opinion on what needs to change, says the offense needs to be less predictable. Quote, it seems a lot harder than it needs to be right now. Maybe moving forward, just have a little bit more variety, hitting the perimeter some. Man does need some variety in his life, as Mickey and Mallory showed us so many years ago. But it did mark the first time the Eagles have lost two straight games since their historic collapse in the 2023 season. So they're on high alert there in Philadelphia. Like, wait, is it happening again? Is this just like a Super Bowl sandwich with, you know, two pieces of turd there for the bread? Because 2023, they were, 11-1? They end up losing 5 out of the last 6. And now, of course, they start 4-0, but wheels are starting to come off. I think this is the saving grace for Cowboys fans, though, Brian, in that
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The big spending that the Eagles were able to do, we might have seen the worst of that, and you didn't weather the storm. I mean, they won another Super Bowl, so you can't take away the fact that
happened. No, they did win.
They got the job done. But now they're spending less, and I don't think they ever found the coaching staff. For as good of a job that Roseman does with the roster, Have they ever had one of these coaching staffs that you're like, wow, these guys are amazing, where they're giving you an edge like the Clayton Adams Cowboys are right now?
Yeah, this is where the more you dive into these teams, and whether it's college football, pro football, whatever, coaching does matter.
Yeah.
Coaching matters. Scheme matters. Putting players in the right place to have success. Knowing your team, knowing that you got pullers, know you got power guys, knowing the secondary, you've got zone cover guys or man cover guys, and making that all work. And
obviously Vic Fangio is really good at his side of the ball. Yeah.
What's really interesting last night is, though, that Philadelphia was minus their defensive tackle again.
And, oh, Jalen Carter, yeah.
Yeah, Carter. And the Giants had 172 yards rushing. Hmm. And so all of a sudden now you're thinking, yeah, players do matter. But, hey, Broadus, wait, Dallas is down some of their best players and they're finding ways to win these games. True. But it is about the scheme. It is, do you have players in place that can make up for when you have guys like a CeeDee Lamb goes out of a game for a couple of weeks, that you're able to kind of pick those things up? But they've got a lot of things in Philadelphia. That, like I say, I think it starts at the top with that coach. It's kind of a toxic guy, and they got a little bit of a toxic locker room with it. And a lot of people like pointing fingers at each other right now that, hey, well, this, that, and the other. We just haven't heard it yet. I mean, the national media is starting to talk about it. I'll be interested to see what players come out this week. Oh, players-only meeting. We've had one of those already, kind of thing. Yeah, we'll see. Philadelphia, that might be a group's in trouble. I don't know where leadership is going to come from that group.
Jalen Hurts throws his first interception, I think, in like 300 days since late last season. They had two muffed kickoff situations.
Yeah.
They had another fumble loss. So while all of the details might not be out, you're seeing the signs of lack of focus and bad chemistry. And a lot of it is just that they were so dominant in the offensive line last year, and with Saquon Barkley, they could be generic with Kellen Moore, and like a boring offense worked. And maybe that lulled their coaching staff to sleep, thinking they could have a similar type of game plan and continue to have success. 0 points in the second half. That's just crazy.
If you look at overall with Saquon Barkley and the number of games he's had so far where he hasn't even had 100 yards, and when you're telling me that the Philadelphia Eagles are averaging in a game like 3.7 a carry, that's not even at the level of successful runs.
No.
And if you're saying, hey, Philadelphia's, they're not even successful runs, That makes a lot of difference.
What would you
offense.
What would you say to the Homer Eagles fan today that's thinking, oh, we're going to be fine, it's just six games, we're 4-2? I think like the symptoms are appear to be pretty permanent. Saquon says, I think we just have to get back into that attitude, that mindset of not giving a bleep what people are trying to do to us. That's something that I'm looking for. But that mindset comes from having success. It comes from moving people and running for 8 yards.
That was a game last night where, again, eyeball tests will tell you, the Giants did a great job up front of stuffing the run. They had 8 runs. Dawson, you brought up the offensive line, which has always been such a strength for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you get into a game and you've got 20 rushing attempts and 8 of them get stuffed.
It's crazy.
That's like Dallas Cowboys football a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That's slow old Zeke trying to run in there for – trying to make something happen. That's not Philadelphia Eagle football, but the Giants did a great job against them last night. On third down, run defense was outstanding. And then on the offensive side, their ability to convert third downs was huge. And their ability to run the ball, which Philadelphia is usually the best at. The Giants gave Philadelphia a taste of their own medicine last night.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan Live. Cold beers and cheeseburgers in Euless off 121. Come say hi, and we'll be back.
What if they tush-push their asses all the way down the field? That's what they probably need to do at this point.
That was another – Seriously. They ran 4 tush-pushes in a row last night.
Yeah, they looked nasty, bro.
And Micah Parsons was, like, complaining about it on Twitter. Like, it just – it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
It's not football.
Yeah. No. Isn't
that, like, classic football in a sense, though?
It is very 1920 Acme Packers going at it. I think, to me, though, the thing about the tush-push, the more people I talk to – the more they're like, they hate to play. But if it's your team doing it and the Jalen Hurts is going to make the Hall of Fame, and they're going to talk about 70 rushing touchdowns or something like that because of his
ability. Because of the tush push.
Because of the tush push. Yep. You're like, yeah. Oh, he's one of the all-time great rushers. And, you know, and that'll be one of those things. But, yeah, if it's one of your plays, you're like, oh, keep doing it. But if you're the opponent, you're like, oh, ban that crap. You know, we don't need – no, that's not football. But it's a successful play, man. It really, really is.
At times, pro sports, they change the rules just to make the game more entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't think it's hurting it that much.
No.
You know,
you anticipate it's just a every different time you strategy. See it, though. You do yeah. anticipate, like, yeah. oh, how is this going to work? Let me see this. But, looks like they're jumping off sides a little yeah. bit every time.
Oh, no, there's a lot. They're starting to call it a little closer yeah. now. But okay, let me ask
They
you
did have an offside last night that was not sure called a false start, rather. Yeah.
But as you watch that play, you said they do it, you know, six times in a row and all that. Do you think it takes away from the game, like the speed, like the flow of the game for you? As a fan watching it, do you feel like that, like, ah, this is BS. They keep running. No, I don't want to see this. I mean, does it
It's very discouraging. Yeah, because you know when they're lining up, if your team doesn't have a chance to stop
it. I'm just saying as a fan, like you're a fan of neither team.
Right.
No. But you're watching them six times in a row tush push.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking, ah, stop effing with the game right now. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I can see that.
I could see that.
I can see that. For some reason, I just anticipate it. I'm like, all right, what are they going to do now?
Yeah.
Well, it's the tush push again. Yeah. I like to see the tush push line up. I anticipate the snap.
Yeah.
It's one of the plays I kind of like, in a sense. Yeah. Even though it's a sloppy old school football play that people are mad at. Yeah, I get it. It's very
much that way.
But we like what we like.
Yeah.
And there's some good play fakes and counters to be had off that. I think that they're working on. They're unleashing every now and then. So there's a little bit more intrigue to
enough.
It. Not nearly enough. But yeah, and I do hate that the Eagles do it. And I can't believe that Jerry Jones would or Stephen Jones would vote to keep it. Okay?
Yeah.
That's weird to me that if you're in a competitive league, you're like, oh, no, let them keep that one. It might determine a playoff spot. It could. It has determined a lot of wins and losses over the last 2 years, and Stephen Jones is set to join us next here. It's the G-Bag Nation live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers on 105.3 The Fan.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.